Vern?
Hi, Craig. Just looking at all the human garbage around us and glad to be alive. How about yourself, Vern?
I feel like squeezing a little kitten, you know?
I've been there, Vern. Let's say we get right into the community spirit of things and welcome Mrs. Canterno's fourth grade class into our Love Workshop studio.
Delighted, Craig, because these marvelous school children are going to perform an exciting historical documentary play for us.
Entitled Hot Lead and Relevant Guts on the Grass, We Remember Kent State.
It sure is great to be here with my loaded rifle.
Me too. I really enjoy being in the National Guard.
You bet. We not only get off work, but we get paid for killing college students.
The very idea makes me crazy with excitement.
Boy, I sure like to kill people.
Me too.
Eat hot lead, you innocent bunch of youthful college students. We're having a lot of fun today, shooting you with our bullets.
Come on, children, shoot your guns now.
Later on at the home of the sad parents.
Oh, darling, I sure feel really bad about losing our daughter.
Me too.
Daughter is gone and we're real sad. Our daughter is gone and we're real sad. Our daughter is gone and we're real sad. Our daughter is gone and we're real sad.
Gee, it sure will be fun getting $1.5 million tax-free dollars from the government.
Too bad our daughter is dead.
We're so lucky.
But sad. Order in the court. Has the jury reached the decision?
Yes, Your Honor, we have.
Proceed.
Too bad, parents, no money for you. Too bad, parents, no money for you. Too bad, parents, no money for you. Sorry they weren't in a car wreck.
Now what are we going to do, darling?
Get off my back.
Yay! Yay! Hey, kids, that was a real masterpiece. Would you all like a kitten to squeeze?
Thanks, Vern and Craig.
And Craig and I understand from your teacher that you're starting to work on a new play. What's it called?
It's called We Remember Joseph Stalin.
Sounds great, kids. May we hear a little of it?
I'm bored.
Oh, Joseph, you big teddy bear, perhaps you could have me shot.
That would even be more boring.
Joseph, I know a place where there are a few million Jewish peasants.
At last, something to do.
Boy, I can hardly wait for that one. Aren't those kids something, Vern?
Oh, yeah, sure. They're swell.
Holy baloney, Craig! It's time for open mic!
You mean the portion of the Love Workshop where we engage in informal discourse on items of interest with no particular format or script?
Exactly, Vern. Yes, that is true. You see, I was pretending to be reading from a script. And all the time, I was saying that we weren't using one.
Oh. I saw an extraordinary woman's handbag in a singles bar the other day. It's definitely the most consummate aesthetic creation of American culture I think I've seen. It's a minimum about 30 inches across the top and at least 2 feet deep. And it appeared to have a width or open up to a width of about 6 to 8 inches, which would give it a capacity, I figure, somewhere around 3.5 cubic feet or about 1/5 that of the average refrigerator.
Mm.
It was a basic woven straw construction with two semicircular rope handles. But this is the best part. The outer surface of the entire purse was this thick, shiny sheet of clear plastic.
Jesus.
And underneath it was sandwiched the most extensive assortment of colored felt discs I think I've seen in my life. And on top of that, the felt discs had what looked like large, dried stalks of wheat stapled between them. And what appeared to be a yarn bumblebee with a dotted line trail winding in and out of the discs and the wheat. I was impressed, Craig, and I feel I was fortunate to see something like that.
So then what happened?
Well, I had no choice but to beat her up. I took her out back where they have this steel mesh grill over the air conditioning fan, and I took her head and, you know, ran her face across it a few times, and then I split.
Open mic, a Love Workshop rap session where items of interest are discussed frankly and openly.
You know, Craig, I hate to admit it, but it's been at least 2 or 3 shows since we've paid any attention to the Mexicans.
An obvious oversight, Vern! I suggest we redeem ourselves by giving the audience a sneak preview of our new Mexican Top 40 comedy record.
Sounds good to me, Vern.
Me too, Craig. This is Armando Cameron Cameron in downtown Nogales. We have just learned that a flying saucer has landed in the town square. A crowd has started to form. Tell me, sir, what are you going to do? If they don't like chicle, then what will you do? Return to your house and break open a piñata with your family because life goes on? Thank you, sir. Here's another bystander. Are you crouching because you are afraid?
Pero tengo que llevar a mi marido y le dije no, no, no.
Because you are begging. I notice a large formation of massive indentations in the top of your skull that have become filled with stagnant rainwater, upon which is floating a small matchbook sailboat that a kooky passerby has placed there as a joke. Do you believe the spaceman will be sympathetic to your misfortune? Oh, a mute, too. Most colorful, sir. We understand that the spacemen have left their ship and are moving toward the famous Canal Street Entertainment Zone. We take you now to our live reporter on the scene.
Hello, this is Rodolfo Cameron Cameron at the Club B-29. The spacemen have just entered. Tell me, staff prostitute, how will you greet them?
Cada día que va pasando. Cada día te quiero más.
And what if you can't find it?
Para nunca volver.
You will return to your family and break open a piñata because whatever will be, will be. Thank you, miss. All right, it looks like, yes, the spacemen are filing down the back hall now with Lupe, Ruby, and I believe Angelita. Can we get an on-the-spot report, Armando?
This is Armando Cameron Cameron atop the altar to the Sacred Heart of Jesus here in Lupe's room. Tell me, Lupe, do you have a professional opinion on the 35-foot coil the spaceman is unraveling from his midsection?
Estoy tomado, ya me dio la luz del día.
Larger than a donkey, to be sure, Lupe. The spaceman has now removed his garment, and now Lupe's 3 280-pound assistants have entered the room. Gentlemen, would you please tell our microphone if you plan to beat the spaceman to death or simply take his money?
Ay, si Dios quiere que algún día regresemos.
Both? Thank you, colorful Mexicans. It appears that all of the spacemen are either in the alley, dead, or in jail. So we return you to Rodolfo at the town square.
This is Rodolfo Cameron Cameron, and I am talking with Benjamin Lucero, who has just taken charge of the spacecraft. What will you do with it, Benjamin?
Mis amigos me vacilan.
I think cutting the top off with a torch and mounting it on a Volkswagen chassis with airplane tires and a pickup bed is an excellent idea, Mr. Lucero.
Y no
nuestras vidas tenemos que peligrar.
You're welcome, Mr. Lucero.